I did seen this week tonight and Thursday night is to go through some shilas which come up uniquely to this year because of the situation, not directly COVID-19 questions, but questions which have come up due to the whole matzah that we find ourselves in, to go through them halacha lemaisa and also to explain a little bit the background behind the questions. Okay, so and there's no specific order, so we're going to go through. I compiled a list of about 10 of them for tonight, and for Thursday we'll go through some more. But people would like to submit, they can submit to send the questions in to my email, and I will compile them and respond to them as well. Again, the questions will be specifically questions which are unique due to the situation of this year. And the halacha lemaisa. So my email is erangold, ereingold at yeshiva, yeshiva dot edu, erangold at yeshiva dot edu. Yaakov posted that there. You can see that. So erangold at yeshiva dot edu. Okay. The first question is, the people have a minute to say Hallel the night of Pesach in Shul. So, assuming that we're not going to be davening with a minyan by the time Pesach comes around, Mashiach should be here, and we should be beyond this Sora, and the whole thing will be, everything will be quite different. We'll be saying Hallel with the Korban Pesach, Beis Hashem. But if Mashiach is not here by then, and we're going to be still in our houses, so we're going to be davening B'Yechidus. So, the inyan of saying Hallel, the unique Hallel which we say the nights of Pesach is only said B'Tzibur. So a person will be davening b'yechidus. This will be true any year, where a person will not be able to be with a minyan, even though his minyan is to say Hallel the night of Pesach, he would not say it. Betzim, we're saying a Hallel during the Haggadah. So there's no reason to say a second Hallel. This extra Hallel which we're saying in the shul situation is because of the piersim of the Rabbim of saying the Shabbat to Kodesh Baruch Hu, so we're being voice of something which we won't be able to accomplish at the Seder, so we add that as well. Since this year we don't have that, because we're not adding any more than what we're accomplishing by the Seder, we're saying it twice that night, so there's no meaning of saying that the Hallel by the night of Pesach by the beforehand. What about a situation where you would have we're supposed to limit our gatherings to 10 people. The family was 10 people and it was 10 men. So you have a minyan. So it's hard to say that they're not allowed to daven with a minyan in their own house, if assuming they've met all the criteria of being quarantined, etc. Now everybody's done what they're supposed to do from the medical sense, and now they're together, the 10 people. So they would daven with a minyan in their house, but they would not say Hallel either, because again, you're not adding anything more than what they're going to do by the Haggadah. The same 10 people will be saying the Haggadah together, so therefore there's no reason to say the Hallel in that situation either way. Okay. Tal. So normally the first day of Pesach we announce Tal, and we change from saying Mashiv Ruach Morad Goshem to Ashkenazim stop saying it, and Svaradim changed to Morad HaTal. There's a locha that we only change if there's a hachraza of, we announce it. So let's say, for example, in the scenario of a regular year, we're in shul and we're davening, and the chazan forgets to announce Morad HaTal. Or for Ashkenazim, we do not say Morad HaTal in Chutz Lartz. So what do you announce? Stop saying Mashiv Merach HaGoshem. We don't feel that that's appropriate to announce. Stop saying something which is a Shabbat to Kadosh Baruch Hu. So during Musaf, we say Mashiv Merach HaGoshem. We haven't announced anything. So we say Mashiv Merach HaGoshem. Once in Chazaras HaShatz, the Chazan says Tfilas Tal. Or in Eretz Yisrael, that the Chazan says Tfilas Tal before Musaf. So you've announced Tal. So then you switch to Tal. But until you made that hachraza, you don't switch. So in Eretz Yisrael, which they say Tfilas Tal beforehand, or in Chutz Lortz, if you daven Nusach Svard, which they announce Morad HaTal before Musaf, the Galbay announces Merid Atol. So in Shemoneh Esrei, you switch from Mashi Ruch Merid Goshem to Merid Atol. Ashkenazim, because there's no Hachrozo, we say Mashi Ruch Merid Goshem by Musaf. Okay, so fine. So now we're dominating Nusach Ashkenaz. We haven't announced anything. Or we're dominating, so we say Mashi Ruch Merid Goshem by Musaf. We're dominating Nusach Svard, and we haven't announced anything. We also say Mashi Ruch Merid Goshem. What do we do with Mincha? We still haven't announced anything. So by Mincha, normally you say, okay, no problem. But by the time I get to Mincha, there's been a Chazor Sashatz, and the Chazan has publicly declared Merid Atol. So, okay, under that public declaration of Merid Atol, when I get to Mincha, I know what to do. So do we say that we are Nigrer after the fact that there are Minyanim in the world still? In Eretz Yisrael, they still are allowing Minyanim of 10 people. So there are Minyanim in the world which announced it. So by the time we get to Mincha, we can feel confident that we have a right to change. Well, maybe we should already change by Musaf based on that, because if you're going with that tzibur. Or do we argue that's not our tzibur b'chlal, so how could we do that? So I saw a psak from Herschel Schechter, which he suggests one suggestion, and I spoke to Rabbi Baruch Herschel Shlita, the rabbi that I go to, I was curious to hear what he felt about this issue. And it's not. There's no clear hachro on this point, which one is appropriate to do. So Rabbi Herschel Schechter Shlita suggested that we should say Merid Atol in Musaf, because the halacha is even if you say Mashi Ruch Merid Goshem, that's what you normally say. During the middle of the winter, a person, for whatever reason, by mistake, said Merid Atol, but yeah, but he's yotzei. So if all of the tzibur in one place is going to say Merid Atol in Shel Shemoneh Esrei, thereby being yotzei, so we can't say we did something wrong by saying it. They have declared as a tzibur, all of the community has declared that it's already time for tal. So by mincha, you can just not say anything for Ashkenazim. But to rely on a tzibur which is distant from us, he did not feel that was appropriate. So the Rebbe Hirschfeld, and he said, of course you rely on a tzibur which is distant from us, and that's sufficient. You do not need to have your local tzibur being the one which is going to be saying it. But on the other hand, Musaf, since the Maisa locally, nobody has declared it, we say Mashi Ruch Merid Goshem by in this Shel Shemoneh Esrei of Musaf. And by Mincha time, we have a right to switch and either say Merid Atol if you say Nusach Svard, or not to say anything at all for Nusach Ashkenaz. And therefore, then, Chol HaMoed, which for Chutz Laaretz will be first most relevant to Motzei Shabbos, during the weekday Shemoneh Esrei of Chol HaMoed, we would switch from saying Talmud Torah Divracha to the same Bracha. So basically, by Musaf, we're going to say Mashi Ruch Merid Goshem, and then by Mincha, we're going to stop saying Mashi Ruch Merid Goshem, and either if you're in Davin Nusach Ashkenaz, not say anything, or Davin Nusach Svard, say Merid Atol. A question comes up, which is a person is a Bechor and he wants to get involved in. Okay, there's a question over here. So it's a good question. The question which is being asked over here is if we're going to follow the Tzibur in Eretz Yisrael, surrounded by Musaf, we should change. I don't think that he meant to say that we're Badafka following the Tzibur in Eretz Yisrael. We're following the fact that there is a Tzibur out there which is saying it. So since it's not my local Tzibur, that's the general rule that each Tzibur, they have to have their own Hachroza. So by Musaf, we can't switch. By the time we get to Mincha, it's clearly decided by Klal Yisrael somewhere in the world that it's time to change. That's the way I understood what he was saying. And it's a fair question. I don't have a better explanation on it than that. I'm sorry. A person's a Bechor, and normally you fast on Erev Pesach. So so if he's making his own Siyum at his own house, so he's finishing the Masechta, so he's going to finish Masechta's Tomid. But it's the shortest Masechta in Shas. It's seven prakim long in Mishnayos. It's only the first four prakim have first three prakim have Gemara, and even that it's minimal amount of Gemara. So if you hold that's enough to make a siyum, that's a good argument. If you decide you want to do that, do not pick Masechtas Horiyos. Just for advice, it's only 13 blot long, but it's actually very hard. It's not an easier Masechta to do. But let's say you're not going to do that. So you want to be Yotze. Normally you attend the Siyum. And by attending a Siyum, you've been in the presence of some element of Basudas Mitzvah. So now you're allowed to, our minig is to allow the person not to fast the rest of the day. What about this year? You're not going to be attending any Siyum. So just to clarify a few points. The thought process of attending the Siyum is not so much being at the Siyum. The thought process of attending the Siyum is the fact that you then eat something in the honor of the Siyum, because that's a Sudas Mitzvah, and a Sudas Mitzvah is Doicha the Tainus. Once you've broken the Tainus because of Sudas Mitzvah, so then there's no need to continue to fast the rest of the day. Let's say there'd be a Bris Milah that morning. So the same thing. The fact that you're at the Bris doesn't allow you to break your fast. The fact that you went and ate something in honor of the bris is what allows you to break your fast. A person was by the bris in the shul, so I don't have time to stick around to go down to the suda. I'm running out. I have to catch a few hours at work before I go. So that he would slept to fast. The fact that he was at the bris alone doesn't help. The point is that you've been present at you've in some way partaken of the suda in honor of that event. So let's say my friend tells me, let's change the scenario, and my friend tells me that he's making a siyum, and I'm so excited for him that I decided to make a suda in my own house in honor of that siyum. So Abaya says that the Gemara says that Abaya says that even a person who does not learn can actually be kaveya a siyum suda, or vice versa. There's a fascinating tshuva from the Chavos Yoyer. Chavos Yoyer was one of the Gedolei Dor in his generation. And somebody asked him the following question. He asked him that this person made a neder, that he's only going to eat food by Sudas Mitzvah. He made this neder, or Shua. And then he said, you know, I better know what a Sudas Mitzvah is. So he sent to the Chavos Yoyer, can you please define for me what a Sudas Mitzvah is? Which is interesting. He made his neder first, and then he asked questions, you know, afterwards. So the Chavos Yoyer wrote back to him a tshuva where he goes through the different types of sudas which are considered sudas mitzvah. So he writes the following. Let's say a person made a siyum on a masechta, and he makes a suda in honor of that. That's a sudas mitzvah. Let's say the next day he wakes up. He says, you know, I'm so excited I finished that masechta. He makes another suda in honor of that siyum. It's also sudas mitzvah. Let's say that he says, maybe even the third day. So maybe even 3 days in a row, a person can make a siyum in honor of the fact that the suda siyum, in fact, he finished the siyum and have a dinner with suda's mitzvah. So it means the suda's mitzvah element, which is what allows you to not break the fast, is not dependent on being present at the siyum. It depends on being present at the suda. So I had this question. One year I was the poisek for a camp, and one of the common issues you have in the camps is that during the 9 days, they're makel that one of the days of the 9 days, Ramesha holds he shouldn't do it during the week Shua Shechab or Tisha B'Av. But if it comes out to be beforehand, earlier the week beforehand, the director of the camp makes a siyum, and they serve fleishiks for supper, because it's much easier to serve fleishiks for the whole camp than to serve milkiks. So they rely on the argument that everyone in the camp is part of the big group, etc. Inevitably, there's always one kid who misses the siyum. You know, one kid is back in the bunks, and he comes in, you know, they're serving fleishiks for supper, you know, hot dogs, hamburgers, you know, etc. And he walks in, I missed the siyum, am I allowed to eat fleishiks? The answer is yes. Because the reason why you're allowed to eat fleishiks is because you're partaking of a suda, which is an honor of a siyum. Whether you're present at the siyum is irrelevant. So let's say I missed the bris, and I come and I join the suda's bris, because I want to celebrate the bris. The same thing. So now, based on that, if I want to be in a distance celebrate my friend Siyum, I could do that. So that would mean if I witness the Siyum on the Zoom, etc., I know that he made a Siyum, I'm all excited for him, and therefore I eat something in honor of that. So it has to be something which would be appropriate to eat in honor of a Siyum. So I go afterwards, I say, wow, I'm so excited, I'm going to have a bowl of Cheerios. I'm sorry, that doesn't work. Right? Person, I'm so excited, I'm going to have a very nice piece of cake or something of that sort, which would be in some way honoring the siyum, then that would be valid, and then he can continue eating the rest of the day. Okay. One of the questions coming up this year is the issue of bir chametz. So we're not going to have any public burnings, and many people do not have an option of making a private burning. It's not necessarily safe to do a private burning of the chametz. Yet many people throughout the every year there was always a story in Ebach of the person's house had burnt down or worse because the person made a fire for bir chametz and it got out of control, etc. That's why we started this idea of having public burning, which is under a controlled situation with people which are knowledgeable about fires which are present, etc. So this year we don't have that option of public burning. So what should we do? So the truth is that there's machlokes of the Gemara whether bir chametz is besreifa, which is Rabbi Yehuda shita, or bir chametz. The chametz say af mafarer bezara leruch. You can break it into small pieces, very small pieces, and then let it blow away in the wind. Mafarer bezara leruch. The Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tov and Aruch Chaim Tov Mem Hei paskins like the Chachamim that there's no halacha that you have to burn chametz. The halacha is you have to destroy it in some way, and being mefarves or the ruach is a valid way to destroy chametz. So there's no need to do bir chametz. A person can accomplish the same thing. So for example, let's say a person finds chametz on Yom Tov itself. So chametz is muksa. So chametz is muksa, so he sees the chametz, he cannot move it. He should cover it up with a kli, and then deal with it during Chol HaMoed. Let's say he picked it up already, right? So he has it in his hand. So then some say he's allowed to destroy it, but you can't do bir chametz, you can't burn it. You're not allowed to burn it on Yom Tov, even though you're allowed to make a fire on Yom Tov, you cannot do a fire which is just the purpose of it. It has to be a fire which is beneficial in some way for cooking, etc. Not for beer. The same way you cannot do the Sugis Gemara, those who learn the Daf Yomi, it's Sugis Gemara in Shabbos, in the second parak, that the burning Truma, which is Tomei, cannot be done on Yom Tov. So similarly, burning Chametz cannot be done on Yom Tov. But you can throw it down the toilet. So you're allowed to do that. So, but the problem is, of course, you don't want to destroy your plumbing. So you have to be mefarer it, A, and besides that, you have to make sure that it really gets destroyed. If it goes down and comes out intact, theoretically, that's still not a valid act of beer. So a person crumbles it into very small pieces and then flushes it down the toilet. So that's an option. Now, and that's probably the recommended option in this situation. You can't put a large amount down. Practically, it'll damage your plumbing if you put a large amount down. So a person should try and just make sure that he leaves over a small amount. Which takes us to the next question. Let's say a person has a minig, they don't sell chametz gomer. So mechiras chametz, one of the questions in mechiras chametz is we spoke about it 2 weeks ago, that mechiras chametz does have a source for it, but that was actually transferring mamash to the goy. Your mamash gave it to the goy. And then they allow the idea of not even giving it to the goy, but keep it on your property, but giving over the whole property to the goy. And now we're having some, but there was a direct interface between you and the goy. And now we're like, from the distance, the rabbi is doing it for me. He's making a kinyan. The goy doesn't know me. I don't know the goy. He doesn't even know what the chametz looks like, etc. Is that really a real mechira or not? So there are those who were mafakfik on mechira's chametz, and they found it difficult. Therefore, there are some people which have the minig because of being mafakfik on the mechira's chametz, not the sal chametz gomer. Now, can I count that some people have the minig that after Pesach they will not buy from a store which sells salt chometz gomer? That they're machmer on that. Al kerekach, it's a chumra mikra din. That's a very strong argument that mechiras chometz does work. The poskim multiple times have explained that really mikra din, it works. It's a chumra. So in a situation like this year, where the idea of, so what's your option? Destroying the chometz. To take food, which, you know, we should keep everybody safe and everything should be good. We don't know where the economy is going, how much we're going to be able to get out to get food, how much food will be available. The idea of destroying bona fide chametz is not a good idea. And therefore, many of the rabbonim are suggesting that this year is appropriate to allow a person to sell chametz gomer, even if that was not your minhag until now. would you need a Taras HaDormis? We spoke about this when we learned, discussed the sugya of Mechiras Chametz. A person should be Matar Neder, unless when he started doing this Chumrah, he said Bli Neder. Hataras HaDorim, you're not being Matar, the having Charat on the fact that you had this Minig. You're having charata that this hanhaga is binding on you as a netter. So a person would go to three matirim. We spoke about three matirim. They can be related. So keeping social distancing, you can go over to a neighbor who has a father and two sons. Or if you have in your own house, if you have brother and etc., brother, father, they can convene a bezdin. You stand in front of the bezdin and you will declare that step number one, I have charata that I did not speak out Bli Neder when I started this minig. Step number two, had I been aware of that by not speaking out Bli Neder, it would have become a Neder. I would have spoken out Bli Neder. And the bezdin will say, Mutulach, Mutulach, Mutulach. The whole thing takes 30 seconds. Now, it has to be true, what you just said, that you do regret the fact that you didn't speak out Bli Neder, and that it can't be... Okay, question is being asked over here that the government has asked people to stay home unless they're going out for specifically defined reasons. Religious gathering or not recognized exemption. Can one leave his home to go to a seder of less than 10 people? Depending where you're located right now in Maryland, the answer is no. Okay. The Maryland right now, it's considered a misdemeanor to go out, and I think that I'll be this point. Now, if a person would have the inability to fulfill the mitzvahs of the Seder otherwise, so is he allowed to, or does Dina Mechusa Dina go that far, number one, and number two, would he be mechuyev, the fine is up to $5,000 and 1 year up or 1 year in prison. So a person is mechuyev to put himself in that type of situation. So a person is mechuyev to spend up to 1/5 of his property to mekayem mitzvah aseh. He doesn't have matzah. He's mechuyev to spend up to $5,000 to get matzah for the first night of Seder. It's a mitzvah seder aisa. So if that's what it would take, theoretically, mitzvah, the chiyev mamonis, that would be valid. Is a person mechuyev, but more than a fifth of a person not mechuyev to do? Is a person mechuyev to sit in jail for a year in order to be mekayem the mitzvah of eating matzah the night of the Seder? I think the answer is no. The Shach says that physical pain of the body or damage to the body is equivalent to more than 1/5 of your property. I think the emotional, physical challenges of being in jail for a year would potentially be equivalent to that. The parameters of whether Dina Mechuzin applies that far is beyond the parameters of this shir. It's quite a discussion how far the parameters of Dina Mechuzin go. But I would want to point out the following. There is a Rashba, which the Rashba says that even a situation which said there's no Dina Mechuzin Dina, so the Gemara says that they had idea that Anshi Ha'ir, they have a right to impose, the people of a city have a right to impose certain financial obligations upon each other. And the Rashi says that the root for this concept, he was asked a question that they have in Europe, something called the guilds, which was societies of people who were workers of similar types of craft. So you had the goldsmith guild, etc. And they had rules of how people had to do their work, etc. Are you mechuyev to abide by the rules of the guild? See, he said yes. Once you've joined that, by virtue of being part of it, etc., and you've agreed to elect certain individuals to represent you, and they decide what's considered beneficial for the group, you, by virtue of living there and being part of that city, that's Pshat and Gemara, the Rashi says in the Tshuva, by living in the city, you've agreed to abide by the decisions that the elected officials have decided for the benefit of the city. That's independent of Dina Mechuzin Dina. whether the chazan applies or not, this halacha applies. The Rashba says, so it means if we elect officials who would decide what's beneficial for, and we're saying that the sheva al tasa of not going out is a safety issue which will potentially save lives, we would be bound, independent of dinamach chutz dinah, we'd be bound to follow that. So not be mekayim and mitzvah aseh b'sheva al tasa. So if they would tell me eat chametz, that would not be true. They can't tell me to be over and alive unless there's an act of pikuach nefesh situation. Right? If they tell me that unless people eat chametz, they're going to contract this virus and die within the next 5 days, chas v'shalom, that'd be a different story. That'd be active. We're not in that situation, Baruch Hashem. But to tell me b'sheva al tasa, pashat I would be mechuyev to be bound by that. And that's the decision we made by living in this area. We could have left before that happened, and we didn't know that it was. And we could have went to the middle of Montana, that they haven't made that rule yet. But we chose not to, so we are binding ourselves by doing so. Okay. Okay, so Mechiras Chometz, Chometz Gomer. Mechiras Chometz, appointing the Rav over the phone. We know that normally we appoint the Rav with some type of Kabbalah's Kinyan, etc. The Rambam is very clear that Kabbalah's Kinyan is not Ma'akev. That the main point is that a person, the Rav is your Shliach, he's representing you, you're not selling your Chometz to him. That's a mistake that people believe that I'm selling my Chometz to him. Selling the Chometz would be more problematic because I need to do kinyanim with it. What I'm doing is I'm appointing him a shliach. Shlichus really works as long as I communicate to somebody that I want him to be my shliach. The Gemara says that there was a case of a person who was solov and he couldn't speak anymore, and he indicated with a remez with his finger that he wants the person to be a shliach to give his wife a get. That was valid. So it's clear that was the intention of the person. And even though there was no verbal declaration, there was no Kabbalah's Kinyan, anything of that sort, it's a valid Mini Shlichus. So Mini Shlichus requires a clear indication from the Mishaleach to the Shliach that he wants him to do it. And that's all it requires. So as long as I can find some way, either by giving a directive on the phone, leaving a phone message, sending him a text message, sending him filling in an online document, mailing the document, any of those would be valid ways of appointing a Shliach. The Rambam says that which we do a Kabbalah's Kinyan by these types of situations is just the Rav for the Milsa to be mechazik the action. However, the Rav himself will have to interface directly with the non-Jew to sell the Chometz. That he would have to actually find a situation where he would be able to interface directly with the non-Jew and do the Kinyanim with him, obviously maintaining the appropriate social distancing, not to endanger himself or the other person. So the Mina Shlichus is not a problem. Okay, so we got through most of the questions over here. A few more are still be left for next week. And that's coming for Thursday. And Thursday, if anybody has any questions they would like to submit, again, please submit them. And we should say that Mashiach should be here, and you'll be listening to much bigger Tumi Chachamim than myself, and we'll be in Yerushalayim Rekodesh, preparing ourselves with Hilchos Tum and Tahara, which will require a lot of hachana for the Korban Pesach, Bezat Hashem. If Mashiach comes tomorrow morning, we could theoretically still get to Yerushalayim in time to start the process of the Parah Aduma and be Torah in time to eat the Korban Pesach the night of the Seder. So we're hoping that should be the situation, and the call to have a good night. Okay.